Good morning, everybody. It's June 9th, 2020, and it's 9 a.m., and this is the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors.
You entered access code 89579.
Good morning again. Linda Merkin here. I'm calling to order the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors serving as the ex officio Board of Canvassers for the primary election held June 2, 2020. Today is June 9th and it's 9 a.m. and we are placing this call out through the Story County Administration Building. Auditor Lucy Martin's here, so I'll ask her to give us a report.
Good morning. Just real briefly, we had 44 provisional ballots cast in this election. 38 of those were accepted, and 6 were rejected because we already had absentee ballots for those voters. So very good. We didn't have anybody that needed to provide documents, and nobody voted in the wrong precinct, probably because we were allowed to program all the machines to accept all ballot styles. So anyway, that was a really good acceptance rate for the provisional ballot. I'd just like to thank my staff for doing an excellent job as usual, especially Kevin Norris, Deputy Auditor. This is our first pandemic, but we had, he made it look easy. We had consolidated precincts, which nobody sees, but was pretty complicated in terms of programming our machines and also doing the public tests of our machines, and he handled that very smoothly with aplomb. So, as always, he's here to make me look good, and he does a very successful job of that. All of my staff was extremely helpful. I'd also like to thank the board for working with me. We had to open the lobby for voting.
You entered access code.
Many of your department heads were extremely helpful to me. Joby Brogdon, Alyssa Wignall, Barb Steinbeck, the assessor's office was very accommodating for us, especially Tammy Gardner. And I got to talk to the treasurer and the recorder a lot as our mail got passed between various drop boxes and dropped off in various offices. So we had unprecedented turnout of absentee balloting for this election. Secretary Pate, I think, made a very good call and sent a request form to all active voters in Iowa. I'd say all Iowa experienced a record turnout for this. 76% of our voters voted via absentee. Only 1.2% of those voted in person, so that was almost all by mail. So I'd like to express my appreciation to Secretary Pate. But also, we needed extra hands. I put a call out to the county. I got very good response rate. A lot of people replied. The sheriff's office gave me 4 people for over a week. That really saved my bacon. The engineer let me Bree Vansickle, who previously worked at the auditor's office and had skills that she could bring. And community services let me Tyler Lennon. So they did, all those people worked really hard. Jamie Johnson, Jan Chance, and Kim Nicholas, and Lori Smith from the sheriff's office were here. So Lieutenant Dawkins and Connie Torsall and Sergeant Quinn worked with me just about every day so we could work out a schedule. They helped us turn around our massive influx of mail every day. They put together packets for us, stuffed ballots, so we couldn't have done it without them. This was a real Story County group effort, so I really appreciate that. We had a return rate of 86% on our absentee, which is more in line with the general election.
But the number of absentees,
11,106 absentees were counted, which we had like 1,200 absentee ballots 2 years ago. and something like 400 4 years ago. So it's just on a different scale than we've ever seen for an absentee.
It was 11,000, what did you say?
11,106.
And for 2 years ago, it was...
It's like 1,200 and change. Just a note about primary elections. Nobody's elected, so there's no certificates of election. There were a number of offices on the Republican ballot where there was no listed candidate, so we had a lively number of write-ins, but the bar to be nominated as write-in is pretty high, and nobody reached that bar. So for county attorney, for instance, you would have needed 925 write-ins. For auditor, 241. For county board of supervisors, fill vacancy, 569. For sheriff, 192. For state rep, district 45, 158. And for state rep, district 46, 65. And no write-in candidate received the requisite number. So I've already talked to the Story County Republican Party. It sounds like they're planning to do a convention to nominate, which is the typical thing that a party would do if they have seats to fill on a ballot. So they have until August 26th, candidates who are nominated via convention to file a convention certificate as well as an affidavit. So we'll see what happens. But we won't know who's on the general election ballot until for county offices, and so the state offices have a different deadline they file with Secretary of State. So we really won't know until the end of August what's going to be on the ballot. And I don't know, does anyone have any questions for me?
Lucy, I have one.
You went
so when you asked about how what a great
eight,
response
nine,
you had
five,
from the various
seven,
departments when you got a call from
one.
Help.
For some of those employees, they were home on administrative leave. So in that case, then does the cost shift to your department, or does it remain with the department or office they normally work with?
My understanding is that we were not; they were being paid their regular pay from their regular office or department. I think I would have had a conversation with somebody by now if we were expected to pay them. But yeah, these are people that were teleworking or at home, and they were, I think a lot of them were exchanging days so that they had like 50% in the office and 50% at home. So I'm just really pleased that so many of my colleagues would give me people, and that those people would come into the office and work a pretty thankless job. And
you entered access code 8.
I guess that was a good thing about COVID. I wouldn't have needed them without COVID, but I needed them because of COVID. So it was, it worked out. It worked out well for my office.
Good. Thank you.
I only have one question. Am I right that you can't consolidate voting precincts for the general?
Normally, what the code says, we cannot consolidate precincts for any election that has federal races on the ballot. This was under emergency directive, and it's because we would not have been able to staff 43 precincts given the COVID-19 pandemic.
So the emergency that we're under does not extend to the general election.
It was specific. Every emergency directive was specific to the primary election.
Okay. So there would have to be another one for the general election, and there's something going on in the legislature right now about that.
You
yes,
heard
terrible.
Access code 8.
I don't know. A bill that does nothing for nobody except is a clear power and control grab by whoever drafted it to say, I can do this. I don't know why you would hamstring your state commissioner of elections to issue emergency directives in the midst of an emergency.
Mm-hmm. And
who does that serve?
Particularly because this works so well.
So.
I mean, this was an excellent planning, and the Stroke County employees who said, yeah, I'll come help. I think that was, it's always a team effort. And it's become a greater team this year, and your office did an outstanding job. So, yeah, I'm perplexed. So as to how, when this was such a...
Yeah.
such a successful election in such trying times, why we would not want to be that much gentle. And I know that you've spoken out on that, and I appreciate it.
Just to clarify, you're talking about the move to not be allowed
you entered access code
or what?
No, it is a 30-page amendment was attached to a completely non-controversial bill about county seals on ballots. And part of it, it's 30 pages long. I can't say that I've absorbed every single aspect of it, but one of them would forbid the Secretary of State from sending an absentee ballot request to all active voters as he did for this election, unless it was requested by the voter, which is what we do anyway. So. And then also, I think, limiting his emergency powers to a smaller window. I don't know. It's so terrible, I can only read it in bits and pieces, frankly.
Okay. So. Are there any other questions?
No, I just want to thank you, Lucy, and your staff for all the hard work that you did. I know that I tried to stay away from the building that day to not interrupt you.
You entered at all,
but just appreciate the work that you did and how quickly then you were able to see results that evening.
Yeah, well, they called every race prior to our results getting posted, so I guess we weren't a big game changer in any race that they wanted to put in the papers.
Well, if there are no further questions or comments, I'd entertain a motion for approval of resolution number 20-100.
I move approval of resolution number 20-100.
I second. Any further discussion? If not, Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye.
I move to declare the canvass complete and to certify the results of the election to the appropriate jurisdiction.
Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We are adjourned.